in Simen Reish Nun Ches Sif Aleph, in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, where he spoke about where you, before Shabbos you're allowed to place a utensil that has something cold on top of a utensil that is hot, that's been removed from the stove. Okay, it's very hot, but it's not on the stove. You're putting something cold on top of it. And even, and it's not considered like you are insulating something that increases the heat. And that's even if you insulate it. In other words, you're taking a pot, you cover it up in pillows and everything, blankets, putting it on top of a very hot pot, but it's not on the stove. That's not considered insulating. That's not considered something that is insulating, that's increasing the heat, because there's no issue, really, in terms of what person might do with that. Okay, he wouldn't stoke the coals or anything like that. So let's just start from the beginning of base, because Sif Katan Beis. Start from the beginning of it. Shein Zeket Tomen, it's not like Tomen. Ritzon Lom is to say, Afilu Kisa Ozakli Vakter Babagodim, even if you cover the top pot with garments, Ubavadi Nitosev Chamal Dover Kar, soon it's going to add heat to something that's cold. Ayideh HaKedera, through this pot, Afilu HaKeshari, it's still allowed. Below Chashiv HaKedera, because this pot that's warm underneath is not considered kegefes, it's like gefes. Ukedoima la hamosif hevel, or things like gefes that add heat, because they themselves, the hosam over there with gefes, humosif hevel mach masatsmo, it inherently increases heat by itself. Aval kedera ein zehevel meatsma, but the pot itself doesn't have any, doesn't create extra heat. Vadra b'kolsha chuma mismatva, the bottom pot gets cooler and cooler. The increasing heat is when you are, what do you call it? The item itself produces heat. Okay, but the hot pot, heat's coming out of it, but it's dissipating as we go, as opposed to increasing the heat. All right, now, although earlier we had mentioned, one second. So now, why can't we do this even on Shabbos? Right? Because you can add. Couldn't we do this on Shabbos? Aren't you allowed to do insulating if you're not increasing the heat on Shabbos?
No.
Can't do that either.
No.
Okay, so he's going to explain why you can't do this on Shabbos. Anyway, but you're only allowed to place the cold thing while it's still day before Shabbos. But to do it on Shabbos, on top of the pot, well, when the top pot is covered up and closed, it's going to be aser. Even if the heat's not that much, even though it won't reach Yatzel Letispo. Why? Shabbos lo hitiru lahat minas atzonim. Oh, I see. We said you can't insulate something that's cold, so just to take the chill off of it, right?
Yeah. You can do it.
You can do that. Right, so then why can't you do this on Shabbos?
As long as there's a heat source anywhere, you can right. Do it.
He says, to be Shabbos, the dear Latman said, Sona El Kadesha Tafik Tsinas, on Shabbos, you only allowed it to take off the chill. Avo Bezesh Shemolid Chom Al Yideh Atmana, but here you're increasing heat, and it's getting warmer Tirmatmona. That's osir. That's what you can't do. If the garment is not covered with clothing, then einisur laniach alav hadavar kar. There's no prohibition of putting the cold thing on. In other words, you may on Shabbos put a cold pot on top of a hot pot. If you're not going to insulate the top pot, you can do it as long as the top pot will not reach Yad Soletispo, as we will learn in Siman Shin Yud Ches. Okay, now, Kasachron, the Achronim write, She'osar likach kli, you can't take utensil, U'basocha mashket sonen, and inside of it is cold liquid. For lead chavos, and take that pot and stick it in b'shabbos on Shabbos l'chli molimayim chamim, into a pot that's hot with water, shischamim b'socha, that will warm up the inner pot of liquid. Even it won't reach the temperature of yatzo lettuce. Shezeh derech hatmona mamish. That's mamish hatmona. Came in shekula tamzo, because its mam is totally immersed in the liquid. But if it's that hot, shukal over there, yatzo, if it can reach yatzo lettuce, bo, then ozafilo eda tumuna kula b'socha, even though it's not completely submerged. Shemugulamal, it's open on top. Even though he only plans to take the chill off. Afilach yas still aser. Why? Because pen yishkach, he may forget. Until it'll reach yatzo lettuce. Then the ischai mishum mevashel. Then you're going to transgress cooking, as we will see later on in Siman Shin Yud Ches.
Don't we say you can put a like a baby bottle formula in?
Because it's in a cliche.
So is this pot?
No, that's a kli rishon.
No.
You're putting, no. The case here is you took a pot of hot soup off of the fire. That's called a first vessel.
Oh, it's off the fire. Okay, that's a
it's a first vessel. With a baby bottle, it's in a second vessel. You can only, a second vessel, we still said cooks kidei klipa. But if you put a baby bottle in, then the klipa is the bottle. So the liquid is okay. So that's why you could do that with a second vessel. And you're not submerging it totally. You can't put the whole bottle in.
No,
you're only putting part of the bottle in. I believe that's the end of the Mishnah Berurah.
Yep.
There is Piskei Tshuva on this. And quite a bit. Whoa. Okay, this we don't need to do. Okay. I don't have to do this one either. All right, so the case of to put it on Shabbos, we said to put this cold pot on top of the hot pot that's covered in garments. We can't do that, right? Yep. Because you're trying to warm it up. He says, even if the pot is not on the fire, even if the pot is a cliché or cliché, no matter how many times you transfer it, if that bottom pot is very hot, you cannot on Shabbos put the top pot out and cover it in garments. And he says this, he said this is a big yesod in insulating, because of the many sins we do, we may make mistakes from a lack of knowledge. Yes. So he's saying, therefore, for example, you couldn't take on Shabbos a liquid or a food that is cold, whether it's solid or liquid, whether it's been cooked or has not been cooked, and to submerge it and to insulate it completely in something that is warm, even if it's not something that is a mosif hevel, because even though it's the bottom one is getting cooler and cooler, still in all, it's going to much not just take away the coldness, it'll add heat to the item you're putting into it, even if it'll never reach Yatso lettuce bowl. You still can't do it. Okay. Because the only time you're allowed to do this is if it keeps it the way it's at, or to take off the chill, but not to make it warmer. So that's the main yisod. You can't put this top pot on if the bottom pot is going to definitely make it warmer on Shabbos.
Or you take the chill off.
What? Chill off means that it's not going to get colder because it's cold outside. But here it's saying it's going to make it warmer. To make it definitely warm, you can't do that. That's what's happening. If you leave it long enough, you want it to make it warm. You can't make it warm. You cannot make it warm if it's just to not let it get colder or things like that. Right. Sometimes you put something out. Okay, something you can just cover something else, and just by having covered it, it'll remember. You have the coldness of the fridge. You want that chill to go down. But there's more than that. There's more than the chill go down. What's underneath is making it actively warm. Not just going to room temperature. Taking the chill off means it goes to room temperature. Here you want it, it's going to get warm, warmer than the temperature of the room. That's what's happening when you put it on top of that thing. All right, now.
I'm talking about immersing it, actually.
Even not immersing. If you just cover it up with a garment, you put it on top, if that's making it warmer, you can't do that. Now, let's say you want to warm up something that's cold. You can't put it on a pot or on any hot item and to cover the thing on top very well with garments.
You cannot do
that. Can't do that. No. Can't do that. Even if it's not on the fire, okay, and therefore, here's the baby bottle, or a thing of leben, or things like that, and to put it totally inside the water, okay, even if they're in a cliche and shlishi, to totally submerge it, you can't, if they could make it warmer, okay, that's why when you put a baby bottle, you put it half in. Right, if you only put it half in, so half is not in. That's not called insulating. Okay, if a person's a little bit sick, or for a baby, you're allowed to be lenient if it's necessary. If you'll be careful to. Again, but if you're not totally submerging it in garments, or you don't totally put it in the water, then you're allowed to do that. But it should not be in the Kli Rishon. Okay. But on Erev Shabbos, there's no issue doing that at all. Okay. What else? Kli Shabbos Sochel Mashkos. Right. So all things he's already repeated already. All right, that's it. Let's move on. Reish Nun Test. Reish Nun Test. One more Simen on Hatmana, and then we're done with Hatmana. Then we go on to the laws of bringing in Shabbos. Okay, Sif Aleph. Ooh, that's a giant one. Okay, Mochin. What's Mochin? So the Ramah tells you what it is. Perish, called over Rach, anything that's soft. Korui Mochin is called Mochin. If you go in Tsemer Gefen, like cotton. Utliche Tsemer, or things you pull off of wool, piece of wool. Rach, soft, shall behema from an animal. Ugriris, begotten bloom, or which is scrape off of worn out clothing. Any kind of warm and fuzzy things, material. Shetamim behem derech mikra. that you insulated, it just was by happenstance. Okay. Now, I imagine the problem is these items could be muksa. V'osur, okay. V'osur, sh'tom v'hem derech mekor, osur l'taltalam. You cannot carry them. Okay, let's see. What's the issue over here? Let's look in the Mishnah right away. You know what's going on over here. Mochin. What is mochin? Says the Mishnah. Perish yevashim. Dried out, which you may insulate something like that before Shabbos because it doesn't increase the heat. So you insulated it before Shabbos. All right. Kimosha kotzim reishon zayin. That's what he said. But derech mikra. What's derech mikra mean? Beis. Lafuke to exclude imrogil lahat mimbem. You usually do use it for insulating. Then istalik mem shem muktza. There's no name muktza on it. Avshalo yichadam beferish, even though you didn't explicitly designate it for Shabbos. Vedas habach, and the Bach says, tafil b'shnei p'amim sagilza. If you do it two times, it's permitted. So I imagine what's happening over here. We're okay, let's do gimel. Osur l'taltalam. Distaman, chashuvim hem, because this soft material, mochin, is very precious, expensive. For a mikatze das datumem, he says that usually you don't use that on Shabbos. They should only last in levadim because you're going to make different types of
felt
items. Hem muktzim machlas chanukis, they're expensive. There's certain, we're now moving into muktza. Certain things that you normally would not touch on Shabbos, and they are muktza. Things that you would want to, that are expensive items that you don't want them to break, or so this material that we're talking about is usually reserved to make felt out of it. That's what you usually do with it. So that wouldn't automatically become muktza. So normally you would not intentionally use this soft material to insulate something because you wouldn't want it to get damaged because you're planning on making felt out of it. So we're saying if it just so happened, b'mikra, it just so happened somehow that the felt is insulating, this material is insulating the pot. But normally, you wouldn't do that. Because the makpid, he's particular not to lishtavish and shartim to use for any use. Even if he just happened to cover it, I guess he didn't realize that it was so precious, the material. They remain in their muktza state, v'ena b'tem latmona. And there, even though you used it as an insulator, it still is a muktza item. So what we're saying is like this. You have these materials, the soft material, that generally people would use it exclusively to now transform it into felt. And therefore, you wouldn't be using it on Shabbos. So therefore, something that you would not be using on Shabbos is muktza, which means you're not allowed to move it. Okay? Now, if, for example, you said, I know it's felt, and I know it normally muktzah, but I bedafka want to use it as an insulator, then it's not muktzah, because you're saying, I want to use it before Shabbos. You did this before Shabbos. You're saying, I know, that's an expensive material. I know, but I don't have anything else, and I want to use it, and this I'm saying it's not muktzah for Shabbos. Then it's not an issue. We're saying here that it just so happened that, let's say, the nanny insulated it. I don't know. But it would be an unusual circumstance, but still, without a lot of thought, it was used to cover it up.
So that's muktzah.
Now, item is muktzah. The question is going to be, how are you going to move this pot?
You
want to
eat the food.
You got to open up the lid, right?
Yeah.
But it's covered up. Remember, it's totally...
Yeah.
So that's going to be the issue. So first of all, number one, you can't move the pot. Let's say you want to... Now you have the pot. Right, the pot is insulated.
Right.
Now you'd like to move the pot.
Can't do it.
Can't move the pot because you've got all this muktzah stuff surrounding it. That's what he's saying.
So
the question is, how are you going to get to the food?
Is the value of the material that makes it muktzah?
Yes, right? Yes.
That's it.
It's precious commodity.
Okay.
Precious commodity. So you can't move this pot. Let's continue now in the Shulchan Aruch. So what can you do? So that's the case over here. Ella, what do you do? Minair hakisui, you shake the lid of the pot, vehe noflos, and they fall. Ukagon, for example, she miktsosan megula. We're speaking where the precious material is not covering it totally, but it's only covering it partially. So therefore, you're holding on to the pot and you shake it out, and you're not moving the other stuff. Shades a tilt element, so you're only carrying it from the side. In other words, obviously
it's not completely insulated.
It can't be completely insulated because now there's no way you can get to it. But if, let's say, it's open on the top, so then you just take the lid off and shake the pot to get the food out. That's a tricky.
Now,
but what if you designated this material to be an insulator? Mutal tam, then you may carry it because it's not muktzah. Okay, let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah on that part. Shemiktzosa megula, it's partially open. Kedei shielo makom poni lechus kusi. So therefore, you got some empty space to grab onto the lid. Kedei shor sarch l'talt la muchin lajus. You don't have to actually move the muchin. That's the case we're speaking about. But if not, you're going to have problems. If it's totally covered, you got problems. Now, what if im yichdon lakach? What if you designated this material specifically to be used as an insulator? Perish yichdon erev Shabbos latmana lo oilam. You designated it before Shabbos that I always would like to use it as an insulator. Look, the Mishnah had the word lo oilam and didn't say just for this Shabbos. There's those who disagree. Oh, the Shartzi on below will say, even if you designate it only for one Shabbos. Okay, even though that designation was only in your mind, ba'alma, not with your mouth, that's okay. So if you designate it in your mind that you want to use it, then that's not muktzah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the only thing you could do is if it's open on the top, it wasn't completely covered, then you shake it with the from the top. That's the only way you can get any get stuff out. Okay, let's continue to Shulchan Aruch. What happened? No, I lost the place. Avol, but im toman begizei tzemer. What if you insulated with shearings from a sheep? They didn't designate it as an insulator. You can always carry them because they're not that expensive, and people do generally use sheep shearings. That's just was the custom. But we're speaking stam gizin, stam shearings. That you're not going to sell them. But let's say you put the shearings in your warehouse to be sold as business, then it's a problem. Shrich and Yichud, you'd have to designate it before Shabbos and not make it mukzah. Okay, let's take a look just at that. Vav, Avolim Toman, but if you insulate with these, after Stam Gizei Tzemer mukzah, even though normal sheep shearings are mukzah, because why? Litvi, they're going to be used for,
spinning.
Lariga, for weaving. They're not that expensive. Kamo muchin like mochin. The Kamen Shetomba, and since he insulated with it, command the Yichon Lachidom, it's like he designated it. But if it was Zayin Lischara, you don't plan to sell it. The Kamen Shem Omdi, Metzel Lischara, since you plan on selling it, Mistami could generally assume, Asid Lachzir and Achikach Gam Kain Laos, you're going to put it back in the warehouse. Okay, and therefore, in Mevatlin Latmona, it's not nullified for the purpose of insulating. Vav Memela Muktzah, therefore it's going to be Muktzah. Unless you designated Latmona Ver Shabbos for insulating on Erev Shabbos. All right, let's continue now in the Shulchan Aruch. Vim Taman Behen below Yichud. But what if you insulated with these shearings that are expensive and without designating it? The Minar HaKisui, shake off the lid, they know if it's any fault. This is what you're happening in. The lid, it's partially cut. The thing's covering it and partially even cover it over the lid, but not the whole lid. So if I just take the lid off, everything else falls down. The Hainu Lomar, that means to say that you don't have to tilt the thing from its place, but Shenotol Kisu Hakter, you just take the lid off. Sheis Torah's Kleila, because the lid is a utensil. That's not Muktzah. The lid's not Muktzah. Vabi Sheim Ale, even though they're on it, Lachpala doesn't bother us because it's carrying it from the side. Right? The Lo Nas is Baslan. It didn't become a basis. The lid did not become a base. There's a laws of Muktzah. Let's say, you know, if you put something Muktzah, like this is Muktzah on Shabbos on the table. This table would now be the base to this. I couldn't move this table either. So why aren't we saying that the pot is a base? We say that's not considered a base. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Brura.
The lid is not considered a
base. The lid is not considered a base. Sifkat and what? Ches. Shenotol Kisu, you can remove the lid. It has to be some of the lid is revealed. It's not totally covered, as we mentioned earlier by Mochin. What if it's totally covered? And there's nothing uncovered. Yachal litchov bekosh. You could stick it with a, was that a stick?
A weaver's pin.
A weaver's pin? You can insert a weaver's pin
to remove the cover.
And lift it up. Ulanaris akisa and lift up the pot.
It's like indirect.
Yeah.
You indirectly are moving the stuff.
You assume the lid has a little one of these little handles in it, so you stick
Sif
it.
Sif cut and test. The low nasis buses. The lid does not become a base. Because the lid is not serving the wool. Adrab is the opposite. The wool is serving the lid and the pot. Muhammad heat it up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be a base. Here, a table. This table is a base for this tape recorder, and therefore this becomes muktzah. But if, let's say, you're doing something that's for the purpose of the table, is the base serving the item on top of it, or is this item on top?
If you put the thing on top of your cover, let's say the black thing, you put this on top of that, what becomes muktzah?
This will all still become muktzah.
If you put this here,
This will be muktzah too.
This becomes muktzah.
Yeah, and this.
And the table.
But here, when you're putting the wool on top of the pot, it's not that the pot is serving the wool. The wool is serving the pot to keep it warm.
The lid.
The lid, well, the whole pot, to keep it warm. So a base, only a base, if it's serving, it's helping or being useful for the thing on top. This table is useful that this doesn't fall on the floor.
Yeah.
But if the wool is insulating, then it's the item on top is serving the thing below, and therefore the thing below is not considered a base. Okay. Let's... nothing over there. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay, we will reconvene in a couple weeks.